I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hello, ladies. This is Ashley Shepherd, and I am so excited about today's episode because you get to hear from my favorite author, my favorite person that has been connected to this Beautifully Designed ministry for the last 3 years. I've got Angie Smith here, and before I have her come on and share her heart with you, many of you know this, but some of you may not, but God has used Angie Smith in my life personally, but also in this ministry in such a huge way. He actually used Angie to kind of start this ministry, and so this is the most special podcast episode for me, and I know that you'll be blessed by listening to her heart. So about 3 years ago, I was in a Bible study at my church, and we were doing Seamless by Angie Smith. And if you have not heard of Seamless, go to the store and buy it right now, or go to her website and purchase it. It goes through the Bible as one complete story. And I was sitting there doing this Bible study, and it was anointed. It was just, I was learning so much. God was connecting the dots for me. And so I thought, well, hey, like, why don't we do it online to see if we can get more people involved? And that's where Beautifully Designed came. So there were over 9,000 women that got in this one Facebook group that wanted to go through the Bible as one story. And it was such a powerful moment for me to know that the Lord was using this book, the Lord was using Angie Smith's words to bring all of these women together from all walks of life, from all over the world to do this. And so we went through Seamless, and over the years, Beautifully Designed Ministry has grown as we've done different Bible studies. But the cool thing is Angie, we have partnered for a couple of women's conferences here in our area. So many of you have came to that and have been able to hear her story and hear her heart. But over the last 3 years, we have actually done Seamless. We have done her book, Chasing God. We've also done her book, What Women Fear. And then she also has a book that we are going to do in 2019 called Mended. That's already on the schedule. And then she has an amazing book called I Will Carry You that is about her story and her beautiful daughter. I bawled my eyes out through that whole book. And then she's got some children's book that's incredible too. So the Lord brought Angie and I together for his ultimate purpose, and that was to bring the word of God to women all over the world. And so this podcast episode is so exciting. I'm so excited. I've had butterflies all morning just knowing that we could connect and these ladies could hear from you. So Angie, I'm going to kind of give it to you, but I know that, like I said, God's connected us, but I would love for the ladies just to hear a little bit of your backstory and how you got to the point of just writing so many anointed Bible studies and books.
Okay, first of all, I think I was like the kindest and most like absurdly inaccurate invitation I have ever had. You made me sound so much cooler than I am. So thank you for that. You set me up. This has been a really incredible journey for me. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and I never in a million years thought that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. So, sort of like the short version, is going back, almost 20 years. I was invited to go to a small group, and the girls who were there, we were doing a Bible study. I didn't bring a Bible because I didn't know I needed one. And I just started to learn about the Lord. And I was so interested in him. And I was in graduate school, so I feel like I was more of an academic. But doing this study really gave me this chance to go through and ask questions and sort of like fill in blanks. I did Breaking Free by Beth Moore. And it just was a really sweet time where I felt very safe in my questions. And eventually that led me to a singles retreat where I met my husband, and also was not a Christian when I met him. And then just started to fall in love with the Lord and try and understand him more. I started a blog, which really wasn't even a thing at that point. Mostly just because I was going through this difficult pregnancy. We found out that our daughter was not going to survive after she was born. I was only about halfway through my pregnancy. And my husband sings in a Christian group called Selah. And so at the time, we had a lot of people asking questions. And it was just so hard for us to keep answering them over and over again that I just sort of started writing about it. And that just sort of grew into the things that I'm doing now, which is a really sweet thing for me, because it feels like she's still included in everything that I do, which is really special.
Yeah. That is so special. And you know, what's crazy is I followed your blog from the beginning, and I followed your journey. And I remember there was a couple times that I messaged you on your blog and you messaged back. And so your story, and just how you trusted the Lord, but you also were so transparent, I think, to everyone out there, that I think that how the Lord has used the hurt and everything that you had went through, to touch so many women out there, especially women who experienced something similar. And so yeah. I can speak from all the women out there. Thank you for, how raw you are and how real you are, and how that can connect all of us back to God through what you went through. And so you are so right when you say that. I mean, Audrey is definitely, she is weaved through everything that you do and you say, all of your beautiful girls. And so that's just so special. So when it came to Seamless, I want to ask a question on Seamless, because this Bible study, was this something that you were like, I think I want to write a book about the whole Bible? Like, how did this come to be? Because it is such a powerful Bible study.
That is, the backstory goes way back, but what happened in like sort of the recent history was Lifeway came to me about writing a Bible study, and we all went to lunch to go kind of talk about it. There were probably six of us at the table. And I have been thinking back to my early days as a Christian when I just felt stupid. And I just felt like the Bible was impossible. They're like tissue pages and it's so huge, and how do you get your bearings? And so I had just had a passion for the idea of understanding things. And I talk about this in Seamless, but I really, as a new believer, went into Lifeway and other bookstores, and I went to the kids section and sat on the floor and started reading through kids' Bibles. And then I'd graduate up one, you know, to like, oh, it doesn't have pictures anymore. I've you know, grown. And so that was how I started teaching myself. And so at this meeting, they said, we'd like for you to do a Bible study. Is there anything that's on your heart or anything that you've thought about doing? And at that point, it was wide open. We'd never talked about it in person or at all. And so I just started to say, I feel really passionate about writing a study that helps explain the whole arc of Scripture chronologically, contextually, et cetera. And I barely got through a full sentence, and two of the women who were there started crying. And I just looked at them and I'm like, what's going on? And they both said, we prayed specifically about you doing this exact study, because it's something that we want, and we've waited for the right person to do it, and we really feel like you're the right person. And so we all just started crying, because it wasn't that I was presenting something so special, or even that I'm it wasn't, oh, you're such a great writer, let's tackle this. It was more that I had the the experience of it. And so it just sort of became what it is now. And I loved writing it, Ashley. I loved it so much because I'm the nerd who just wants to sit around with books all day. And I've said this so many times, I'll say it for the rest of my life. It has been one of the greatest honors of my life to have been able to be a part of this study.
Well, it is powerful. And we, as the Beautifully Designed community, we do it every year. We've done it every year. And so we, of course, will do it in 2019. Because it's, and you learn something new every time you do it. And for the listeners out there, if you're unaware, there is a teenage version of this that you can do it with your teenage daughters. But there's no age gap, like any woman. And honestly, my husband, actually, his book is right here. He has his name on it. So it's just incredible. So I love just being around you. I know when we did our conferences and we were able to just be together and chat, we laugh. And you are such a light. God has used you. When you're in a room, you just light up a room and you have the personality.
Oh, gosh.
You do. You've got that personality where, like, when we met, it was like, have we known each other since birth? Because.
Oh, I love that. You know? It makes me so happy when people say that.
It has been such a blessing to have that connection with you. And so I'm excited about this tour that's coming up. So you and Annie F. Downs and Daniel Walker have come together for a Come to the Table tour. And you are touring in, I think it's 7 states in March and April. And so I'm actually coming to the one in Franklin, Tennessee. So if you are near Franklin,
yay!
I know, can't wait. On March 30th, or is it the 28th? I think it's the 28th.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, really. It's March 30th. March 30th. March 30th in Franklin, Tennessee. I would love to see you there. I will meet you there, any of you Beautifully Designed ladies. Tell us a little bit about what this tour is all about, because I know these women want to experience what I've experienced with you, just kind of hanging out with you, and I know that's kind of the theme of that. So share more about the tour.
Oh, I love the way you said that, because that's totally the heart of what we are hoping and praying it will be. They're two of my best friends. We're all very close. And so I think it sort of started with that. We have sort of different approaches. Danielle's is obviously much more nutrition and understanding how to take care of yourself and be healthy from that standpoint, taking care of your body. And she almost died from her disease. And so this is something really serious for her. And so we sort of talked through that and we were like, what would it be like to have a different kind of tour where it isn't sort of your like, the typical thing, only because we really wanted Danielle to come. So we were trying to make up a new thing. and so we were like, here's an idea. And so for me, I think she's going to be bringing that aspect. We are going to be cooking. So there's a chance of fire at any of these events, a strong possibility. And Annie F. Downs and myself obviously are more Bible teachers, but I think the idea of it, and we just love the idea. We're like, okay, it's about food, it's about friends, it's about faith. This is, we want everyone to just feel so welcome. And so we each have a different piece, but I think Danielle's is, and she'll talk a little bit about her faith journey too. But in that aspect, maybe not always feeling welcome at the table. My struggle is partly that, and also just being in the present and being focused on where I am at the table. And then I'm hoping, we haven't ironed all this out, but I'm hoping that Annie is ultimately going to talk about the table that we are already seated at in heaven. And so sort of we'll go through different tables in scripture and invite women to remember the truth about who they are and the ways that they can best be taking care of themselves. So that they can just be a powerful part of the body of Christ. We're also really fun, I should say. That should have been another F in our tagline, fun. But yeah, so that's sort of the gist of it. And we are pumped. We really are. We've been so excited about the response because, you know, you put something out there and you're like, oh, it's going to stink if it's just like my grandma and my dad, you know? So anyway, we're excited.
And if you do not follow Angie Smith, Annie F. Downs, and Danielle Walker on Instagram, I want you to go right now and follow them, because those three, number one, Annie's stories, I just can't wait every day when she hops on. She makes me laugh. I love her personality. And I know that she has a new book, Remember God, that just came out.
Yeah.
I have already ordered. I'm waiting on it. I ordered it.
Oh, it's incredible. It's my favorite book she's written. It's so good.
Yeah, so I love her heart. We've done her Bible study too, and 100 Days to Break. But what I love about this concept, and something that we're studying in the Beautifully Designed community, we're going through the book of John, but how when Jesus talked to his disciples, the two words he said is, follow me.
And yeah.
We have an invitation, and I love the theme of your this tour is come to the table, follow me. Like, you have an eternal invitation to sit at all times. And what an amazing concept that you ladies are coming to. And let me tell you, they are so much fun. Like, I cannot wait to sit at the table with y'all in Franklin. I do want to mention the states, because whether you're in Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, and then there's a couple in Texas, you can go to compassionlive.com/tour to look at that, or you can go to Angie's website, but just click on Come to the Table Tour, and you can even go to angiesmithonline.com to find that. But make time, ladies, to get in this room. You will be so blessed. You know, share it on social media with the women in your life, because this will be one of those things that you walk away and you automatically feel closer to the Lord, because they are inviting you in. I'm excited about that. So I can't wait to see you soon. And so
I can't either. I didn't know you were coming to that. And I could tell you, Ashley, you're going to laugh. I could tell you where I was standing the minute I met you. That's how much I liked you. I was in a hallway and you were down the hallway, and we quickly got into your story and your background. And of course I travel with I call her my sister wife, Allie, who had already spent a lot of time talking to you and adored you. But we always like everyone. We don't really have bad events, but I don't remember anyone or anything, and I will never forget being with you. So it is very mutual. I know you've been extremely kind, but I just want to reciprocate that. You have been a huge part of my life, and I got to read your story and I got to talk to you about it. And so that's part of why it's kind of even fun to talk about the tour with you specifically, because I think you can relate to all of those in ways that, you know, maybe not everyone can to that extent. So, and this is the first time I've talked about the tour publicly. So I'm just so blessed. And so I'm always in awe of how the Lord just keeps always brings things full circle. So thank you for being so kind to me and loving me well, but I love you back.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. I'll never forget talking to you too. And you also encouraged me, and I can honestly say I probably wouldn't have finished my first book without you saying, if you don't finish your book by this date, I will not write that far. You put a date on me getting this book finished and being obedient to what God had laid on my heart. And so thank you for writing that forward and for just encouraging me to chase that dream. You're so special to me. But the last
Likewise.
Question, I want the ladies just to hear your heart for just a second, because the theme of these podcast episodes have really been learning how God can be the loudest in our life, the loudest in our minds, because there's so much white noise out there and we're busy, but God's voice is always there. And so, you know, our goal is to grow closer to him, to where his voice is louder. So give us just one piece of wisdom or advice that you can share with these women of in the midst of your busy season of being a wife and a mom and a writer and a speaker. How do you keep his voice louder?
Let's think at it. Let's start there. But I bet a lot of people feel like they do. And to me, there's something in the humility of even just saying that to the Lord. Please help me in this moment. And our pastor actually gave a sermon a few weeks ago, and just was talking about the Holy Spirit and how he was constantly just in the moment, sort of all the time, saying, Holy Spirit, let me hear you. Let me do exactly what you want me to do. And he sort of went through all these different phrases. And for me, that's sort of centering, I guess, is a good way to say it, that I do get so distracted. But for me, I find that if I can just have a specific landing place, some words in my head that remind me to look past the distractions, and just to ask him to speak. Also, I don't always feel like I hear him the way that I want to. And so I've noticed a pattern in myself where I'll start to move away from asking when there's what I perceive as silence. And so for me, again, when I can't find the words to reach out to him, it helps me to have something in my head that I can just say over and over again, and that I can use as a prayer, that I will. Because listen, there's so much going on. And I also think, and I bet you guys have talked about this or will, that just with all the social media stuff, all of that, having some good boundaries and discipline, I started to realize where things were getting too loud and just sort of backed off of them. And I'm still alive, which is great. And the world kept turning wacky. But yeah, for me, I would say being disciplined in carving that and being disciplined and constant in your asking.
That's good. That is so good. Thank you for that. And like you said, it is kind of creating a habit when you said, you know, just saying the same thing when you need to cry out to the Lord, when you need to hear him in that moment. I think we always make a habit maybe to go to social media or call a friend.
Yeah.
You know, if we can create a new habit of going to the Lord. I love that so much. Well, Angie, thank you so much for your time and your heart.
Of course. And
I can't wait to see you at the Come
to Jesus. I was just going to say.
Maybe before. Maybe I'll see you before. But
that would be awesome.
So for all of you ladies, if you want to check out all of her books and the tour and everything, go to angiesmithonline.com and you will see everything about what she's doing. And she is just an incredible person to follow on social media. That's what I've learned, is if I follow the right people on social media, that's pointing
me. So true.
You know, that's, you guys make me laugh, you know, just, it's such a light and it's a blessing, and it makes it more fun. So thank you.
Thank you.
Angie, I hope all you ladies have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.